I'm a Democrat. I still have Republican friends. My husband's Republican. And I just, you know, to me, we all just need to get the work done.
I and my staff are relentlessly optimistic about the future of this great city.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus, and on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, election results from across the Northeast. Let's get right to it. Saratoga Springs Mayor Meg Kelly easily won a second term. WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard reports.
Kelly, a Democrat, received 68% of the vote in Saratoga Springs Tuesday, fending off a challenge from Republican Tim Holmes. On the campaign trail, Kelly touted her accomplishments during her first 2 years, including the advancement of several long-awaited city projects. Groundbreaking for a downtown parking garage, the ending of litigation to extend a trail system along Geyser Road, and finding a location for a new emergency services station on the east side.
Parking garage was 27 years we waited. Geyser Trail, 13 years. We're working on the EMS station. That's been years, decades. So we are really moving things. And all it is, it's collaborating, being civil, and sitting down at the table and talking to each other.
Kelly did not face a Republican challenger until September. Local Republican committees did not officially endorse her challenger, Tim Holmes. Kelly says it was her non-political approach that carried her to victory.
I'm a Democrat. I still have Republican friends. My husband's Republican. And I just, you know, to me, we all just need to get the work done. I am probably the most non-political mayor the city has ever seen, and it's a good thing for the city. It's bringing people together from all sides.
Kelly hosted her own election watch party with incumbent Commissioner of Finance Michelle Madigan. Madigan, a Democrat who lost the June primary to newcomer Patty Morrison, was supported by a group of former city Democratic Committee leaders in her third-party run. Madigan secured a fifth term anyway. Kelly also endorsed Republican Robin Dalton for City Public Safety Commissioner. Together, the candidates ran on a bipartisan One Saratoga platform. Kelly appeared on stage at Republican headquarters with Madigan and Dalton.
The nights that these women and I spoke on the phone, every night we were speaking, we were working together, and this is something that hasn't happened in the past.
Holmes, who spent part of the evening in the same hotel lobby where Kelly and Madigan celebrated, believed his short campaign sent a message.
Get involved and stay involved. To me, this is a volunteer effort, civic activity, and that it needs every citizen to take an interest in any kind of way that they can be involved.
In other city races, Democratic Commissioner of Accounts John Frank won after running uncontested. Republican Skip Scirocco defeated challenger Dylan Moran for Public Works Commissioner. In Saratoga Springs, elected department heads make up the city council. Republican incumbent Matt Veach will keep a seat on the County Board of Supervisors, a contest between Democratic Supervisor Tara Gaston and Republican challenger Stephen Mittler remains too close to call. Reporting from Saratoga Springs for WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.
After a wild campaign, Troy Mayor Patrick Madden has been elected to a second four-year term. We get that story from WAMC's Dave Lucas.
Madden, a Democrat, took about 44% of the vote, besting former City Council President Rodney Wiltshire's third-party bid. After exiting the race in October, only to jump back in a week before the election, Republican Tom Riehl finished a distant third.
I earned 3,627 votes. Tom Riehl, 1,455. And Rodney Wiltshire, 3,122.
Wiltshire had the backing of about 38% of voters after losing June's Democratic primary to Madden.
We fought a very hard race. We ran a very hard race, and we had a lot of support, and people came out, and they let their voices be heard. I think that if the race was clearly between myself and Mayor Madden, I think the results would have been a lot different.
Wiltshire told WAMC he would not concede the race until absentee ballots are counted.
The race is close, and we've got absentee ballots out there. You know, I'll wait till everything's counted. I'm not going to give anybody the victory tonight.
But a Wiltshire victory does not appear to be in the cards. The Rensselaer County Board of Elections says it has received 472 absentee ballots. If every one of those votes was cast for Wiltshire, he would still fall short of overtaking Madden.
He ran on two minor party lines, but he had very significant support from the Republican Party that ditched their own candidate. So he essentially was running with a major party backing. This is my last term as mayor in the city of Troy. You can only serve two terms, so these will be my last 4 years.
The election ended weeks of campaign controversy. Real said he'd been pressured to pull out by Rensselaer County GOP bosses. But his name remained on the ballot, an opening that may well have changed his mind about running. He says the process didn't turn out as he expected.
In terms of the backroom politics, the nastiness that cropped up, I honestly just wanted to make sure that the people of the city had an honest choice at the ballot box. And if I accomplish nothing else, then I hope that that's something that was done.
Again, Mayor Madden.
Today the campaign ends, and tomorrow we continue as we have over the past 4 years to govern for all of the people, not just those who voted for us or against us, not just those who agree with us, but all the people. I and my staff are relentlessly optimistic about the future of this great city. We are committed to mining its potential and leaving our children and their children a strong foundation on which to build their lives. And I hope everyone here and everyone out there will join us. We are Troy, New York, and we are in this together. Thank you and good night.
Although Democrats retained control of the city council, Republican Carmela Mantello secured another term as council president, garnering 4,324 votes over Democrat David Besember's 3,724. Besember has no regrets.
This campaign was about pushing for a more inclusive, welcoming city, a Troy that works for everyone. Our work is far from done. I will continue to advocate on behalf of my neighbors and the people of this community, regardless of whether or not I sit on the council. For now, it's time to move forward and continue the work together.
Mantello issued a statement thanking voters and noting her first order of business will be to finalize work on the proposed 2020 Troy City budget. Under the revised city charter, Mantello will serve 4 years instead of two. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.
Well, you know how they say every vote counts? DA races in two Hudson Valley counties remain too close to call. In Ulster County, the candidates are in a dead heat. WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn has more on the contests that Republicans previously dominated.
Ulster County Republican Chief Assistant District Attorney Michael Cavanaugh wants to succeed his boss, Holly Cornwright, who is retiring. Democrat Dave Clegg, a criminal defense attorney who chairs the county's Human Rights Commission, says he would bring a sea change to the office. Clegg addressed supporters near midnight Tuesday night when not all districts had been counted and he was leading by less than 2 percentage points.
We have been here for all the right reasons. We are here to transform criminal justice in our county. We're here to move us into the 21st century. We're here to find a way to rehabilitate people who have addiction, as opposed to incarcerating them.
It turns out a medical emergency at the Ulster County Board of Elections had halted the ballot counting late Tuesday. Democratic County Board of Elections Commissioner Ashley Dittus says her staff member is fine after a trip to the ER. The counting resumed Wednesday morning, and with all districts reporting, the DA candidates are in a dead heat. Cavanaugh leads by 3 votes, and each has 49.99% of the vote. Dittus says 2,074 absentee ballots will be counted, perhaps more, as 3,602 had been issued. And there are affidavit ballots. Cavanaugh declined to comment. In a previous interview, he shared his views on statewide bail reform that takes effect in January.
I am a proponent of responsible bail reform. I think bail reform is a good thing in some aspects. However, this bill went way too far. Some of the crimes that are excluded from cash bail, I don't think should have been. I think it creates a dangerous situation for the community.
And he said cash bail reform will do away with a mechanism to secure services.
Bail, not for punishment, but to get somebody incarcerated to hit rock bottom so that they can receive services immediately, not to languish in jail for 6 months and then, oh, okay, something, a bed's open, now you can go. We need services in place now, and we don't have them.
Clegg attributes the close race partially to a flyer that depicts him shaking hands with a Kingston activist who has been critical of police. He thinks that was a scare tactic that may have had some success.
Well, there were some bumps in the road, and we had the Soros Foundation come in. Nothing to do with me. Didn't coordinate in any way, but they said some things which got people upset, and that's kind of unfortunate. Our campaign was always positive. Our campaign was issue-driven. Our campaign was about moving us forward into the 21st century of criminal justice. And so that's what I think it's about. And, you know, there was one moment in time where I shook somebody's hand who had been convicted of a crime, and that's what I do as a person who treats people decently. So that was something that shouldn't have even been an issue, but it was.
The division is similar across the river in Dutchess County, where longtime incumbent William Grady, a Republican, leads Democrat Richard Burby by 814 votes, or 50.6% to 49.38%. Dutchess County Democratic Board of Elections Commissioner Elizabeth Soto says the office has received 2,120 absentee ballots as of November 5th and had issued 3,569. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn in Kingston.
Over to Massachusetts now, where Pittsfield Mayor Linda Tyer has won a second four-year term, bouncing back from a defeat in the preliminary election. WAMC's Berkshire Bureau Chief Josh Landes reports.
Tyer placed second in September's preliminary election to challenger Melissa Mazzio, a 10-year veteran of the city council and a frequent opponent of the mayor in the council chambers. The incumbent ran on her record, including her administration's ability to develop the city's economy in the face of withering criticism of rising crime rates. And in a city with a long history of tossing incumbents, the voters stuck with Tyer.
I could not be happier to be celebrating with all of you. There are people in every corner of this city that came out today and filled in an oval for progress, filled in an oval because they believed and affirmed the work that we've done in the last 4 years, and they said, yes, yes, we want more of what works.
Tyer won with 52% of the vote to Mazzio's 48. Speaking with reporters, the mayor acknowledged that crime emerged as the campaign's biggest conversation.
While I feel like we've done a lot to try to combat crime, I accept that there's more work for us to do, and we're ready to do that.
She said some of that work is already in progress.
We're going to keep hiring more police officers, and we're working on our high-intensity drug trafficking designation with our partners in the county, and that's going to be really powerful because it will bring some federal resources to our county.
The hotly contested race between Tyer and Mazzio had even seasoned Pittsfield political insiders unsure down to the final weeks of the campaign.
If it was a turn, it was a really gradual curve.
Tom Sackshaw ran Tyer's 2015 and 2019 campaigns. He said hard work, social media strategies, and gaffes from the Mazzio campaign were among the deciding factors in the race.
I always felt like we were ahead, but I wasn't sure. But the last, three or four weeks, you could feel the change. You could feel the undecideds coming to the Tyer side. So we felt pretty confident coming into tonight.
He also worked on District Attorney Andrea Harrington's victory against incumbent Paul Coccaviello in 2018.
It feels good, but I'm running on caffeine fumes at the moment, and they're being replaced by beer fumes, I'm afraid.
We decided in the beginning that we were going to run a campaign that appealed to people's higher hopes.
Again, Tyer.
And I think that resonated in contrast to what I would describe as a lot of criticisms and complaints and blaming. A lot of people work really hard all across the city to make it the place it is.
She pointed to key elements of her campaign strategy in the race's home stretch.
I think the debates informed a lot of people. I think our policy op-eds that were published in the Eagle informed a lot of people.
We're a little shocked, actually, I have to say.
Just down the road from Tyer's victory party at the Country Club of Pittsfield, Mazzio held court with supporters in her family's restaurant.
For the last couple of months, when we've been doing our door-to-door and taking our phone calls, we have really been hearing an outcry from the residents that they're not being heard, that they're, you know, frustrated with the rising crime.
Claiming Tyer was, quote, disingenuous about Mazzeo's record, the counselor told WAMC that she had no regrets about how she carried out her mayoral bid. And like her rival, she said local media played a role in the race's outcome.
I don't think the Berkshire Eagle was an help in any way at all. The fact that they not only did they, you know, a lot of her letters got promoted and a lot of mine didn't, but then they endorsed her, which is typical. They've never endorsed me. As a candidate, they've never endorsed me in my 10 years that I've been a city councilor. And then the fact that even on Monday, which is really considered a blackout day for politics, they still did an editorial about my mailer.
A mailer released over the last weekend of the race, which paired Eagle headlines about crime in Pittsfield with an image of a SWAT team raid not taken in the city, proved controversial on social media. Mazzeo described it as, quote, spot on, regardless of the photo's origins. Mazzeo says she plans on holding the mayor to her campaign promises even after her tenure on the council expires next month.
When I'm done on the council, I'm going to continue to be an incredible watchdog.
Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landis.
Elsewhere, two experienced politicians bested first-time candidates in races for mayor in two western Massachusetts cities on Tuesday, but in one case, it was a squeaker. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill reports.
Don Humison, the state senator who's held elected office since 2003, won a narrow, unofficial victory in the race for mayor of Westfield over first-time candidate Mike McCabe, a captain in the Westfield Police Department.
Totals are in. The count that separates Captain McCabe from myself is 97 votes, a very, very close margin.
Humison said he and McCabe had spoken by phone and agreed not to claim victory or concede defeat until absentee ballots are counted and the election results are certified by the city clerk, a process that's expected to take a couple of days. Thanking his supporters, Humison said he'd prepared two speeches, one for victory, one for defeat, but not a third for an uncertain outcome.
I just got to say, and I've got to hand it to the voters of the city of Westfield, you keep it interesting, and we appreciate that. I think everyone will say this was a very well-run race on both sides, and I think it was very well, I was going to use the word fought, but I guess that's the case. Very well fought. It was a gentleman's race, and I think that's how Westfield does it, and that's how we show the rest of the world how it should be.
McCabe, who said running for mayor was a, quote, wonderful experience, unquote, said he would likely not ask for a recount if the 97-vote margin holds.
I'm not really sure. I'm a political outsider, so I don't really know how this works. I don't know what you need to ask for a recount, and I don't really think that I would ask for a recount at 97 anyway. That would be pretty insurmountable, I think.
Incumbent Westfield Mayor Brian Sullivan did not run for another term. In fact, he plans to resign this Friday to take a job with the administration of Governor Charlie Baker. He'll be succeeded on an interim basis by the Westfield City Council president until the newly elected mayor is sworn into office in January. If Humison is declared the winner of the mayor's office, he plans to resign from the state Senate in January, which would further deplete the already small Republican ranks in that chamber.
I enjoy being a state senator, and that's a fun job, but I'm really, really, really hoping that this number holds up and I get to be mayor of Westfield.
The next mayor of Chicopee will be John View. The current city council president bested Joseph Morissette, a former police officer and current high school vice principal, who was making his first bid for public office. View's unofficial margin of victory was 1,400 votes. He said he ran a positive campaign that stressed his desire to continue downtown redevelopment efforts, improve public safety, and keep taxes low.
Chicopee is a viable city, and it's a great place to live and raise a family. And ultimately, we provide great services and try to keep our tax rates as low as possible. That's what Chicopee's all about. And I think if I want us to be the envy of Western Mass, that's my goal.
Morissette said running for office for the first time was a positive and eye-opening experience.
I've learned who my really good friends are. I've met some great people in the city. I've had countless conversations with people that really have a lot of passion to this city. There's a lot more people that are really passionate about Chicopee than you could ever imagine.
In Springfield, 12-year incumbent Dominic Sarno became the city's longest-serving mayor with his reelection to another four-year term. Sarno polled 76% of the vote to defeat community organizer Yolanda Cancel.
Again, I'm honored and privileged. I live it 24/7. I love it 24/7.
Sarno added that he dedicated the campaign to his 83-year-old father, Alfonso Sarno, who has been in poor health. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.
Now to northern New York in Clinton County, the state's northeasternmost county. The race is focused on local town boards, clerks, town collectors, highway superintendents, and the like. The variety of races provided an opportunity for the Board of Elections to test the popularity of early voting at the same time it began the use of a new electronic voter check-in system. WAMC's North Country Bureau Chief Pat Bradley has more.
The only countywide races in Clinton County were four seats for the state Supreme Court Justice, County Clerk, and County Coroner. There were a number of uncontested seats, including all of the races for town supervisors. There were also some close races that await the results of absentee ballots, most notably a 31-vote difference in the 3rd District County Legislature race between incumbent Republican Mark Henry and Democrat Jerry Marking. Two new Plattsburgh Common Councilors will be seated. Democrat Ira Barbell easily won in Ward 1, and Democrat Paul D. Dominicus ran unopposed in Ward 4. Neither incumbent sought re-election. The Clinton County Board of Elections oversees polling across the 1,118 square mile county. During the early voting period, there was one location for voters to cast their ballots, the Government Center in downtown Plattsburgh. A new electronic poll pad, Voter Check, was used during early voting, and Republican Elections Commissioner Greg Campbell said its rollout went smoothly.
The system worked just the way it was supposed to work. The poll workers are very pleased with the ease with which it worked for them, and the voters were extremely pleased with the results as far as how they got in so quickly, which was really important because we had 51 election districts, so it went very, very well.
As for the early voting itself, Democratic Commissioner Mary Dyer found voters very receptive.
We had about 749 voters. Everybody was very receptive to it, you know, because instead of that one day of having to come vote, and nine times out of ten, this happens or that happens. So it was more flexible. We allowed more people a bigger window to come in and cast their ballot.
At the GOP headquarters in Morrisonville, County Republican Chair Clark Currier says the campaign cycle moved up when primaries changed, and then early voting further tightened candidates' schedules.
It affected mail drops, it affected advertisement, it affected everything that the candidates did, putting signs out. The town of Plattsburgh has a moratorium on political signs, I think 45 days before the election. And 14 of that is sucked up with early voting, so effectively 31 days. There's a lot of effects of it.
While the candidates had to deal with some campaign management implications, most support early voting. Area 5 legislature candidate Richard Potiker found that early voting snuck up on him.
I talked to a lot of people when I was out, even after early voting had started, and they were just, you know, I'm old school, I'm just going to wait till election day, you know. But I think as it becomes more and more accepted, people will do it. I think it was very convenient. I went and voted early just to try it. I liked it. So I think more and more people will do it. The politicians and the campaigns are going to have to adjust as the numbers of early voters increases.
In downtown Plattsburgh, where Democrats were monitoring election results Tuesday night, Ward 1 council candidate Ira Barbell said he was disappointed there was only one location for early voting in the county. He also thinks absentee ballots should be modified to further increase voter participation.
It was hard for some people without transportation to get to that single site in Plattsburgh. I'm very, very big fan of it. And if the legislature removes the top part of the absentee ballot application, we'll see many, many more people voting by mail.
New York is the 38th state to implement early voting, according to Common Cause New York. The state budgeted $10 million to start early voting and another $14.7 million for electronic polling records. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.
And probably for many people, that was enough elections news, but we've got a lot more at WAMC.org. That's it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thanks to you for listening. Thanks to all of our reporters for working around the clock this week to bring us these stories. Stay subscribed for the latest from the Northeast. Till next time, I'm Ian Pickus.